Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The fourth wall is something that you're never really sure if characters within the stories are aware of. To you, it's that invisible barrier separating the real world from the world of fiction. It's the window through which you watch every twist and turn of these characters' make-believe lives. But as we know, windows can be used from both sides, so are we to believe that the characters within these stories can see us as well? I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 video game characters who used the fourth wall against you. Number 10, King Boo, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, 2013. The whole premise of the Luigi's Mansion games is already a little out of left field compared to the Mario Brothers' usual colorful adventures. Armed with the Poltergeist Ghost Vacuum, Luigi must navigate an alarmingly haunted mansion, hoovering up all the evils as he goes. In the 2013 sequel Dark Moon, Luigi and Professor E. Gadd examine a recon photo of a particularly active area of the mansion. The image shows a number of Boos floating around a room with a model train track running through it. Towards the right of the track is a Boo with its back turned to the camera. The crown on its head is the dead giveaway that this entity is, in fact, the recurring character King Boo. But what you certainly weren't able to deduce is what comes next. Despite being in a photo, King Boo turns around and looks straight forwards with glowing eyes. Not at Luigi or the Professor, it would seem, but at you. What is it with Nintendo and their out-of-nowhere jump scares? Number 9. Tank Dempsey, Call of Duty Zombie Series, 2008 and onwards. Since World at War introduced the massively popular Zombies mode to Call of Duty, the playable characters have shown little to no interest in regarding the fourth wall. They're well aware of Treyarch, the game's developers, and frequently hurl insults both at them and the game they're in. Who can forget Nikolai's classic line of, "Points, I'm trying to stay alive!" But it's another recurring character, Tank Dempsey, whose fourth wall breaks are the most frequent and the most scathing. Throughout each of these games, Dempsey does not mince words, and if he comes across something that's not to his liking, by God do you know about it quick. Perhaps his most irreverent outbursts are in the Black Ops saga, where it's the player themselves who take the brunt of most of his ire. When Dempsey runs out of ammo, it's possible for him to come out with the following gem. "If I run out of ammo, I'm kicking your ass, player. Notice I didn't say shooting. I need effing ammo for that." As quick as he is to anger, his words really do ramp up the pressure. Better find that ammo soon or his mud-splattered boot is coming right out of the screen straight at you. Number 8. Max, Sam and Max Hit the Road, 1993. Humor is one of the main selling points of LucasArts' classic point-and-click adventures, and as Sam and Max were already about delivering clever laughs, it stands to reason that they're not that interested in staying within their four walls. One of the most common messages you'll see in a point-and-click game is, "I can't pick that up." Indeed, Sam will say that whenever you click on something that can't be added to your inventory. Click it again, though, and his patience will start to wear thin. "No, really, I can't pick that up," he'll say. Then you naturally click again and again just to tick him off that much more. "Are you dense? I can't pick that up. Read my lips. I can't pick that up. I give up." After this, you'll have reduced the poor dog to tears, and that's when the hyperactive rabbit Max jumps in to give you a good telling off, saying, "If I didn't find his pitiful sobbing so amusing, I'd come out there and rip your limbs off." Well, that escalated quickly. Serves you right though, doesn't it? Number 7. Skull of Dire Ahamkara, Destiny, 2014. Item descriptions have always been tailored for the very attentive player, and as such it stands to reason that only a small percentage of players will actually take the time out to read them all. In games like Dark Souls, this is the primary way of learning the lore of the land. But even in less explicit cases, there's always something to be gained by delving a bit deeper into the stories behind the things you find. Take Destiny's Skull of Ahamkara, for example. While not technically a character of the game, there's certainly a sentience to the unique helmet, judging by its item description, and what exactly it has to say will have your very breath catching in your throat. "I came to find you, only you, because you're special. You're from somewhere real, and together we can burn our way back there. Can't we, O player mine?" That's only a snippet of the skull's lengthy monologue, though it seems to address the player, not the player character, suggesting it understands that it's in a fake digital world. Now, this doesn't have any real impact on the gameplay, but don't tell me you weren't a little disturbed if you spotted this one. Number 6. Scarecrow, Batman Arkham Asylum, 2009. Batman Arkham Asylum is a treasure trove as far as tension and creepiness are concerned. The old rundown madhouse is chilling enough without a whole host of costumed psychopaths running around the place. Most people will agree that Scarecrow's role in the game is the absolute pinnacle of the experience, giving you a series of horrifying existential nightmares induced by his fear toxin to fight your way out of. After a couple of encounters, the game will start acting strangely for seemingly no reason. Pixel glitches appear all over the screen and the audio jams up painfully, eventually resulting in what looks like a game crash. After that, the game's opening cutscene will play again, which may lead one to believe the whole save file has been reset. You may even go as far as to turn off your console to check the disc. In reality, subtle differences in the cutscene show that this is just another one of Scarecrow's fear hallucinations, ingeniously substituting Batman in for the patient being admitted to Arkham Asylum. There's nothing to foreshadow this event, so there's no way you would have known it was coming, and after it happens, you can't help but wonder if the good Dr. Crane has turned his attention to a new target. Number 5. Two Guys from Andromeda, Space Quest Series, 1986-1995. Another point-and-click series with humor at its core, Space Quest is as well known for its convoluted environmental puzzles as its over-the-top deaths. Seriously, have a look at some of those death images. Was anyone prepared for that? Most of the time, dying will call up one of these pictures, accompanied by a text box detailing at length how stupid you are. Then you'll reset at your last save and everything will be fine again. In the first game, though, two specific places will offer up something quite different if you happen to kick the bucket in a particular violent way. The two guys from Andromeda, who are, not so subtly, actually the series' creators, Mark Crowe and Scott Murphy, will appear to poke fun at this particular death, and with a breakdown of where you went wrong as well as an instant replay, the sequence definitely seems to be laughing at you rather than with you. These characters feature all throughout the series, and the fourth wall breaking totally loses control. Space Quest 3 literally has you going to Sierra Studios. That said, the first instance of this is absolutely the one most aimed at the player, and man do they make you feel like a fool. Number 4. Providence, Bravely Second and Leia, 2015. Surprise, surprise! The ending of JRPG Bravely Second and Leia has your band of charismatic fighters joining together and using the power of friendship to fight a literal god. Where have we heard that one before? Although this time, the game takes a leaf out of Earthbound's book and ropes the player into it as well. When all hope is lost, each character takes their turn to appeal to your goodness and encourage you to take a final stand against the big bad celestial pyramid, Providence. And what is it that causes all hope to be lost? Could it be that infernal fourth wall by any chance? Of course it could, and it's far worse than you think. Halfway through the fight, Providence will begin spouting cryptic lines that reference someone far away. In layman's terms, you. But that's only the tip of the iceberg, as the game then reverts back to the main menu and Providence takes control of your cursor to delete your save files. Thankfully, it's all a ruse and your save files are fine, but the mini heart attack you just had was very, very real. Seriously, is there any better way for a game to get under your skin? Number 3. Mr. Resetti, Animal Crossing Series, 2001 and onwards. For a lighthearted game series about building the perfect neighborhood, Animal Crossing sure has some strict rules when it feels like it. It's bad enough that your town falls into disarray if you go without playing for even a day or two, but when there's an NPC whose sole purpose is to chew you out for resetting the game, you know Nintendo aren't messing around. This is Mr. Resetti, a mole who burrows his way up in front of you when you start up the game after having quit without saving the previous time. His warnings start off cordial, but each time you reset, the short-tempered Jobsworth becomes increasingly agitated. You might just think this is a funny little Easter egg that only repeat resetting will let you see all of. In fact, every reset brings you closer to the maniac mole's ultimate punishment, resetting your entire playthrough. That's right, he uses your own weapon against you. After hyperventilating for a while, you'll find out he was just bluffing and everything's okay. That said, you might not be testing him one more time. Number 2. Flowey, Undertale, 2015. Undertale wages all-out war on the fourth wall from the outset. It changes everything you've come to understand about narrative in the medium, and if you come out of it not having a new understanding of storytelling in games, well, you must have been playing blindfolded. The majority of these deconstructions come from Flowey, the game's main antagonist. As soon as he makes his kill-or-be-killed intentions known, his cryptic dialogue suggests that the sinister Sunflower knows far more than he lets on. Far more than he should know. For instance, when facing the motherly character Toriel, the game's controls and setup aren't all that familiar to the player, and it's incredibly easy to kill her by accident just by trying to figure out what to do. If you're going for the good ending, you'll want to quit and reload your last save in order to spare her this fate. But your actions haven't been completely undone. Flowey remembers. Flowey knows what you did. To call you out on a section of the game that technically shouldn't exist is more than a little unsettling, and that's just one example of Flowey's metagame meddling. Number 1, Psycho Mantis, Metal Gear Solid, 1998. Yeah, you probably knew that this infamous boss fight was gonna land at number 1. Never before or since has a boss felt like less of a scripted interactive struggle, and more like an active attempt for a virtual character to force his way out and into the real world through you. As is commonly known by the gaming community, Psycho Mantis is able to read your console's memory card. He can make reference to any one of the save files there, and in the context of his game, that's something he can't possibly know how to do. The mold-breaking boss can also cause your controller to vibrate, your screen to change to the unsubtle Hideo channel, and until you figure out how to change your controller to the Player 2 slot, the cycle will repeat until you go completely mad. What adds even more to this harrowing event is that in Metal Gear Solid 4, Guns of the Patriots, a revived Psycho Mantis will attempt to repeat his earlier psychic trickery. However, because this is a PS3, a console without a memory card or controller slots, his plan fails, and he gets mighty angry. Should this villain ever return and manage to get his grips on modern-day consoles? Well, let's just say we'd all be in trouble.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.